I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, we'll talk about raising money for the state fairgrounds. Also, an idea whose time has come, coffee-flavored beer. I'm joined by Tim Landis. He's business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with the Illinois Fairgrounds Foundation. We learned about this being formed over the summer. It looks like fundraising is going to be getting underway soon.
Governor Rauner announced the formation of this privately funded, privately managed foundation during the state fair in August. And that came, you'll recall, after he was unable to get legislative approval for a foundation. They have a chairman now, John Slayton of Springfield, who is a vice president at U.S. Bank. They need two more members to fill out an 11-member board. They're still waiting for their not-for-profit tax-exempt status from the Internal Revenue Service, but they tell us they could go ahead and start fundraising, which they're planning to do early next year.
Now, Tim, there is no, because they didn't get legislative approval, there's nothing that is going to hold this up at the state level?
No, and the question that came up in the General Assembly and is still being asked is, much like the Executive Mansion Foundation, will they follow state procurement and bidding rules? They say that they will, and we should know more about that early next year when they set some type of fundraising goal. And, of course, just since this was announced, you know, the Coliseum at the State Fairgrounds in Springfield was shut down because of structural flaws. So the backlog of repairs and updates just continue to pile up.
Well, one structure we know is not going to be updated is the YWCA building. It looks as though it's in its final days.
It is, and this has played out over several months. Early this year, the city had planned to go ahead with demolition. Some preservationists asked that that be put on hold to see if they could find developers willing to take a look at that building. None of that worked out. The City Historic Sites Commission also recommended a postponement, but the city council overturned that on a 10-0 vote a few weeks ago, and the demolition permit was issued in the last week, so it looks like that building could come down, well, any time now.
Well, also we had talked a little bit back about the Caldwell Mansion, which some people might know, near Chatham on Route 4, being turned into a bed and breakfast. It looks as though that's a go as well.
The Sangamon County Board gave the final approval to that conversion in the past week. A local developer, Kirk Jeffers, is planning on a bed and breakfast there and also an entertainment venue. He tells us he's planning to get started early in 2017 and would have liked to have at least the bed and breakfast portion of it open by the end of next year. Now, he's saying there will be quite a bit of work. That's a 160-year-old property, so there's going to be extensive renovation required to convert that from what has been a home to a bed and breakfast and business.
And that mansion has been kept up through the years. Is it in need of a lot of repair?
The mansion itself is in good shape. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, and there's been a series of families that have lived there over the last few years. So the home itself is basically in good shape, but some of the outbuildings, some smaller sheds are going to be demolished. He's planning to use a barn there as a entertainment venue, and that's going to take quite a bit of work. But the big part of it is just converting it from a home to commercial use, and there's a lot of upgrades, as you can imagine, to meet building and health and safety codes.
Well, Tim, I guess your holiday wish list has been granted. There is now a coffee-flavored beer being made locally. Tell us more about that.
Two local companies, Rolling Meadow Breweries, Cantrell, and Custom Cup Coffee in downtown Springfield, combined their local brews, one a cold-brewed coffee made especially as a beer additive, and the other was a brown ale that Rolling Meadows had produced for several months now. And they did some experimenting, came up with different proportions, ingredients, and flavors, and then settled on the coffee break variety, which we're told the first two productions sold out. It is a seasonal beer at this point, something they'll probably do through the winter, but they are talking about some other varieties of that beer for like a spring and summer variety.
Well, Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.